It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I brought you some vegetables from my garden. I wanted you to see what they look like. I have some cucumber and tomato. Uh-oh. What did we say would be the first thing we would do today? Look at Mrs. McFeely's photo album. Yeah, these pictures of people when they were young. Who do you suppose that one is? Oh, he has a music shop in our neighborhood, doesn't he now? Joe Negri with a guitar when he was a little boy. Who do you suppose this one is? Oh, she's somebody who has a little theater. Betty Aberlin, when she was a little girl. Here's some more of her. Here she is with her mother. And here she is, I guess, at a party. Here she is with her hands in the grass. I bet that feels good, that grass. Let's see who this next one is. Why, that's Mr. McFeely when he was a little boy. Oh, I'm glad to see that. And this one's Mrs. McFeely when she was a little girl. And what's this say? Audrey, 17 months. Oh, Audrey cleans everything. There she is with, I guess that's her brother, Bobby. More pictures later, Betsy McFeely. I like that. Okay, now for the vegetables. To the kitchen. Hi, fish. Bob Tro helps me with this garden. I mean, to show you these different things that I have. Here's a tomato. And here's a green pepper. And here's a, do you know what this is? That's a cucumber. Yep. And I have another thing here. These things are called pole beans. So I think I'll give some of that to Bob Tro. Get a bag for him. Let's give him half of the beans. He helps me weed, and he helps me plant, too. Let's give him three cucumbers. And three peppers. Tomatoes, okay? I'll just take it to him. How about going to Tro? We'll go to Tro. Go to Tro. How about a little food for you, fish? Before we go to Tro. There's somebody at our door just as we're going. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Good.
Mr. McFeely.
Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you.
I have a package here for you from Film Library Services.
Oh, yes. Those are some films that
it's
I rent.
A very busy day today. Very busy day.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. I have a delivery here for Chef Rocket, and I have deliveries for Joe Negri and Betty Aberlin, and also Bob Trow.
Well, I'm on my way over to Trow's right now.
We are.
Take him some vegetables. Yeah. Could I take that?
Oh, that would certainly help. Now, I have a film here for him. Oh, this one's it. That's for Bob Trow, that film.
Glad to do that delivery, Mr. McFeely.
You're going there right now, you say?
Yeah.
Well, speedy delivery. You'll be the speedy delivery man today, right?
In fact, I think maybe I'll just say to him, speedy delivery when I go
speedy
in.
Speedy delivery. Well, good day, yeah. Mr. Rogers. You can practice ones already.
Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. Let's go to Trow's, okay?
Okay, be right with you, Mr. McFeely, just a second.
Hi, Fred. Mr. McFeely was at my house, and he had so many deliveries to make, I told him I'd bring it over for him.
The film. I've been waiting for it. That's great. Excuse me for not shaking hands with you, but I've got honey all over my hands.
What are you doing here?
I'm learning to be a beekeeper. This is all the equipment that you need.
Do you have bees here?
Oh, no. Now, this is the state where we're just preparing for the bees. You have to buy the bees later, and then they... drone of them, and then they go into this. See, this is the cones that they get into, and that's where they place the honey.
Right into these little places?
Mm-hmm. Those are the honeycombs.
Well, aren't you afraid those bees will sting you?
No. Well, yeah, I'm afraid, actually, to be honest with you. Sure. It's natural to be afraid, because... But...
What's
see?
That?
You wear this to protect you from bee stings. You just slip that over your head like that. And, wait a minute. Mr. Stewart is teaching me different things, and I... Yeah, this is the way it works.
Oh, that would be easier to see that way.
Yeah. See, Mr. Stewart is the professional beekeeper, and he's showing me all about this.
I see.
Now, there's another way to protect yourself from bees, and that's with this bee smoker. And what this happens here, you put some material in here, cloth or wood chips, and you light them. And you close the lid, and you squeeze these bellows like this, see?
That pushes air into it.
It pushes the smoke right out of here. And that has an effect on the bees. It sort of quiets them down. It doesn't hurt them. It just makes them nice and quiet.
Ooh, that smells.
Yeah, well, that's that smoke. Hmm. But this smells really good. This is honey. See? You take this box, put it on here, and the bees... Get this out of the way here, see? Bees go in here, see?
Yeah.
And they go up, and this is where they make the honey, up in here.
I see. Do you have some kind of a cover for
it? Mm-hmm. Now, they all work together, and they feed themselves. They eat the honey, and they feed the babies the honey. And they work together so well, they even have certain bees down along in here that beat their wings. You know how fast the bees' wings are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they actually circulate air through here. It's an air conditioner. The bees themselves make an air conditioning system by just beating their wings real fast like that.
Each one has a job to do. Huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. They do it well. Now, let's look at the film. Okay.
You said that they eat the honey and the babies eat the honey. Well, if you take the honey from them, then would they have nothing to eat?
Oh, but there's plenty of honey left over.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's lots and lots. They can't possibly eat all the honey they make. And that's where we come in. I really like honey. Good. It's a little bee book. You look that over while I put the film on the projector, okay?
Okay. Let's see what's in here. It's not very big. Seem to be some pictures.
That should be.
There are a couple bees there putting their nectar into that. What do? They get that nectar out in the fields.
From the flowers, mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Here's a picture of a big one. Here's some more making honey. Now here's a diagram of a bee. Two compound eyes. Three simple. Bob, did you know that bees have five eyes?
Yes, Fred, that's one of the interesting things about them. See, Mr. Stewart tells me they can see up and down and around all at the same time. They can see in all directions.
I never heard of such.
Isn't that terrific? Maybe we can learn some more about bees from this film. You all set?
Yeah.
Okay. By golly, there they are, Fred.
Two young people?
In the company of the older, experienced beekeeper.
He's helping that child on with the protective
hat.
Yeah.
The net there so that the bees can't get up underneath there.
Here's the hive. They have the boxes on top of each other.
There's the smoker.
Smoker.
See, they have protective gloves, too.
Oh, yes. There are those bees in there making that honey.
Look at them.
I guess the smoker made them calm.
Very calm. Busy at work. Making honey. Well, that's a nice shot. Look how close you can see their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When we eat honey, to think of the queen bee.
Queen bee. She just goes right through there, look.
Great way to learn in the company of somebody who already knows.
That's the part I like.
What?
When you see that honey.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I like most about bees, Fred?
What?
The way they work together and help each other.
Yeah, each one seems to have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like you and I with... I'll show you something that I've brought for you.
What you got in the bag?
You know our garden?
Wow, look at that beauty of a green pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's nice.
How about some pole beans?
I'll say, look at the length of those pole beans. Another beauty, a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Here's your tomato.
Yummy.
That's your share of our garden for the moment.
I like working with bees because they make honey. I like working with you because we make vegetables or grow them.
We sure grow them together.
We sure did.
See you, Bob. Films that I sometimes rent so that I can show you things. It's like Bob Tro showed us that film about the beekeepers. One thing that it didn't talk about, though, was that bees sometimes sting people. Yeah, they sting them to protect themselves. Yeah, if they're afraid that you're going to hurt them, then they'll sting you. I know a lot of people who are concerned about that. It's something to be concerned about. Just a minute. I must have dropped something out of the photo album. Oh, this is a picture we didn't even see. Look, that's a picture of... Can you guess? It says Robert Tro under there. When he was a little boy. Look at him holding that hat. See which one this one is. I think that must be Bob Tro, too. As he got older. Now we know him as a man. And we sometimes think about him in the neighborhood of make-believe. Let's think about him as Robert Troll today. Okay? Trolley. We wouldn't call that trolley, would we? No, it's trolley. Yeah. And trolley doesn't grow. No, plants grow and people grow. But things like trolleys don't grow because they're not alive. No, you make them. Now, thinking about those bees helping each other, maybe we could think of two people in the neighborhood of make-believe that wouldn't be helping each other right away. King Friday and X the Owl, maybe they'd want to play their music at the same time. Let's see what Robert Troll will do about that. Okay? Ready? Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Violin playing of mine is just too good to be wasted on the air. Someone should be listening to me.
Good day, King Friday.
Oh, Robert Troll, come here. Yes, come here.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Robert Troll, open your ears and hear my music.
Oh. Yes, sir.
You like it?
That's true.
What is that?
I don't know, sir.
What noise is that I hear? Why, that awful noise must stop. I will return in 10, Robert Troll. I expect you to know who was making that noise and have them stop it when I'm playing my bass fiddle.
But King Friday, wonder why X left his knot hole open. What these strange markings are. It's really weird.
Oh, hello, Robert Troll, Foal, Bowl, Cajole.
Hi, X.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you in such a happy mood.
Yeah.
What's that shiny thing you have around your neck?
Oh, that's my harmonica that they sent me from my OCS, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, boy, let me see now. I put those notes down here. And yeah, boy, I should have known I've enjoyed doing this. Benjamin Franklin used to write music, you know.
Oh, did he? Yeah?
Yeah, excuse me a minute.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I wanted to put that right down.
X. Exactly what is it you're doing?
Oh, it's my owl history lessons. This week it's the history of owl music.
History of owl music.
Yeah. And this lesson is to compose music for a great owl singer.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Just a second. Oh, yeah, that's just the one I wanted. That's it. I'm really getting better. Yeah, writing all this music down. Say, Robert Troll, up old roll. Is there some reason you're waiting here?
Well, yes.
What is it?
Well, the king sent me over here.
Oh, he did. He wanted you to watch me compose music, did he?
No, he asked me to come over here and stop your music.
Stop me? Why, it's my lesson. My whole history lesson. There's some mistake. King Friday wants me to learn. You'd better straighten that out. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll try, X. Oh, Miss Bolivar Cape, get me King Friday, fast. King Friday? Yeah, yes, sir, it was X. Yeah, he was taking his owl history of a music lesson. Someplace else, yes, sir, okay.
Well, what'd he say? I just know he didn't say to stop my lesson.
Well, no, he wants you to take your music to someplace else.
Someplace else? Listen, I have my music paper and record player and all my lessons here, my books. I mean, I just can't go to someplace else.
Well, why don't you talk to him, Max?
Wait a minute. What's that I hear?
Oh, that's King playing his bass violin.
Uh-huh. So he can play his music, but I can't play mine.
Well, then maybe you really should talk to him, X.
I think I will.
Well, I'll run over to the castle and tell him you're coming then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, X.
Patrol. Was X very upset by my order to go to someplace else?
Oh, boy, he can send it about a guy outside of America. He can send it out of a farm because send down a fried bottle to King Friday.
Oh, that is nonsense.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'll go back to playing in peace and quiet. King Friday. Oh, yes, X. Last words before departure, I presume? Well, not exactly. You see...
Well, he has his papers to get ready and his tape recorder and his record player.
Well, he was doing
and
very well for himself, Troll. Don't make matters worse. King Friday, I don't want to go. I have too many things here that I need. You question my orders? Yeah. It just doesn't seem fair for you to play your bass violin, and I can't play my records and harmonica. But I am the king. But my music is important to me, too. Oh, yes. Do you suppose harmonica and bass violin would sound good together? Well, there's an idea.
Friday, I never thought that you'd suggest it.
Kings are full of surprises, Robert Roll. Full of surprises for people who will tell them exactly how they feel. Come along, X, let's play together. Hey, Miss. Hi, Charlie.
So, they finally did play together. Kings are full of surprises for people who tell them exactly how they feel. That's what King Friday said. Get these vegetables and take them home. I think I'll just open one of these beans for you. Show you the inside of it. Kind of plain looking on the outside, but... Look the inside there. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. You know, when you're born a boy, you grow up to be a bigger boy and then a man. Girls are girls right from the start. When you're born a girl baby, you grow up to be a bigger girl and then a woman. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Wanted to show you a little something about these vegetables before I took them home. saw the inside of the beans, I'd like to show you the inside of the tomato. See if we can find some seeds in here. Yeah, here's some seeds right here. See right there? Seeds are what grow into other tomatoes. Yeah, when they're planted. And this is a pepper. See if we can find any seeds in the pepper. I'll use this for salad later. There's some seeds in the pepper. And then I'll show you the inside of a cucumber. There, the seeds on the inside of the cucumber. Well, I better take them home now. And be thinking about you this weekend. Sure. And I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to do. And I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here. 'Cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. I've enjoyed our week together. We've done a lot together, you and I. And we'll do more next week. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I like you just the way you are. See you next week. Bye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.